everybody. Here we are. Today's another day, and it's October 8th, 2014. This is our Wednesday night program. We have the red blood moon or something around now today. So we'll just start the clearing. So if you have anything going on, maybe things happened because of this moon energy, or you don't feel quite comfortable enough with it or something, we'll do a clearing here. So here we go. Think of a situation. So clearing that away. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And let's do the, we'll do three of them. We'll do the male energies first. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, non-gender. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now female energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie. So we'll turn it back over to Ann here. So you out there, Ann?
I am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. So happy to be here. I just wanted to say that Ron always activates the light being before the show, and recently has been activating all three of the different energies, which is wonderful. So I just want everyone to know that you can get on a page that our moderator set up that has three light being pictures on it, and that's the CLS chat page, that first page that opens up before you get to where you type into. Now, if somebody, Ron, didn't have that up when you charged the light beings, and let's say they didn't know that they could go to that page, and I just said it and they open it up, will the light beings be activated for them? Or is it too late? Like, you know?
I'll just activate them. So they're activated now. So
okay.
There you go.
Well,
now you got three light beings up activated.
Thank you. And it made me think of another question, and we haven't talked about this in a while, but on Ron's website, you can purchase actual copies of the picture of the light being to have in your home, along with several other Ascended Master pictures that Ron activates with energy for you. And does when you activate the light beings on the computer screen, Ron, for our shows, does that have any effect on the light being pictures that we have in our homes?
No, it should not, no.
So it just, that remains just, those remain activated all the time.
Yes, uh-huh, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, that sounded like a phone call already.
Okay,
I was just going
so
to suggest
if we have somebody online then, I guess.
Yes, hello, do we have a caller?
Yes, this is Cody.
Hi, Cody, thanks for calling in. You're on the air, so go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ron. I got a question here. I've been trying to mend my aura so that I've had a problem. It's been going on for many years where I get visited by the grays, and literally, you know, it happens, you know, here and there, not too often here lately, but they happen to show up again, and I wanted to get your opinion on the best way. I know, you know, trying to get the aura, you know, mended and so there's no holes and, bring more light quotient into the body. So I'd like to get your opinion and see if there's some type of protocol that you could provide that can help me out.
Okay, have you done the alien attack page yet that we have, Illuminated Alien Attack?
No, I've just been so, you know, like, been so busy, you know. I haven't, I, you know, I, I used to follow you quite a bit. You know, I'm good friends with Ed McCabe. And so he recommended I get on the show tonight and ask you your opinion about that.
Well, the internet
so, no, I could.
I would say get on that at least do it
What's
for
that?
A week and think of it. You know, I think it's $10 for a week or something. And there's like eight different options. I think eight or nine. What I would do is, since you know that they're grays, do they come into your room? Do you see them like on a silhouette coming in, or are you just seeing that like in your dream state?
No, I can actually visually see them. They kind of direct plug into our reality, I guess, from a, you know, the astral plane. But you can still see an outline of them, and it's really strange because they'll send down these. It looks like these. Looks like a crawfish, and they just get on the body and they hover around your face, and it'll just make your face real red, raw, and torment you, and you can't get them off of you, and. Then you can feel the kind of like a depressive effect that you get from their presence, and so that's, you know, kind of what I experience. And just, you know, I know what they're doing. They're draining your life force energy. And
yeah, what I do is get on. We either do the free clearings that I have on the left side of the website under free sample, I think clearings or healing, something like that. I think it's like about an inch below the login key. You know, I'd get on that alien attack page and put them in there under the alien life forms. And that could probably help out a whole bunch. As far as, you know, your auric field and stuff, that's hard to work with to get them out of that, you know. You really can't do much yourself. You could try to increase it or... you know, bring it back to your body, which is what I'd recommend doing, but they're still going to come into your room, regardless of what your aura field's doing. So I would get on the alien attack page. That's what it's up for.
Okay.
You're being...
All right.
It's against your free will, and they're coming in, so...
Yeah, I understand. All right. Thank you so much. I
appreciate
it. Cody?
But before you go, may I just say a couple of things? The Alien Attack page is $10 for a week and only $30 for a whole month. And I wonder if you could put that on and in the first part write in or choose grays. I believe there's a drop-down menu. And I don't know if you're aware, but you don't have to be home in front of the computer for those healings to work.
And just put the timer up for a long time. You know,
and there's another cording, alien cording on there. So you could put, you'll see number one is the just sort of general, I don't know how else to put it, aliens attacking you section. And so put the grays in there. And then as you scroll down, there's alien cording. Trying to think. Actually, I have one up. What other sections of that? You don't want to do every section. I think there are nine of them because that's overkill. You know, you're just doing too many at once. But pick... either three or four, make one of them spirit integration if you're not already running that. But I've had a lot of success with that alien attack page, so I recommend it really strongly. And if you can, put a picture of yourself in front of your computer while you're out. That would be great.
Okay.
And where are you from, Cody? What state?
I just travel around different places, but, you know, I'm from Texas.
Okay. We're always just curious where our listeners are from. So thank you so much for calling,
I
really hope that helps.
Yeah, what I'll do for you right now
is... Thank you so much.
Wait, hold on,
Cody. I'll do a release here of that poison that they gave you from that crawdad type of thing. So here we go, everybody. So if you have... everybody out there have a similar situation, hopefully not, but, you know, this does happen. And it is real. So here we go. This is for Cody and whoever else would need it. You woke up, you know, the people listening woke up with something strange on their arm, maybe a bite or incision or something. So here we go. We're going to take away the poison. So one, two, and you might feel your body getting really hot. Sometimes it happens that way when the stuff gets released. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Cody, hope that helps you out with the poisoning. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, Ron, terrific. That was very nice. I hope he gets some relief from that. Okay, we just got, I wanted to go over again, you know, timeline crashing, this blood moon that you've suggested people do if they're being affected. And someone has a question about timelines. It actually just came in, but I thought I'd ask you this. On October 1st, you discussed timeline crashing, and at one point you said timeline crash are names. And this listener was curious about that and wondered if you could elaborate and explain what you meant by timeline crashing our names.
Okay, yeah, your name has keywords, you know, key letters in it. So if you have a situation with you yourself, then you could try your name because you may be connected to your physical name on timelines. That's kind of what it means. We'll just say that you're on a timeline and you're talking to somebody. Remember, the timelines are your parallel lives. So you're talking to someone and they say your name there. Well, right away, you're being recognized as who you really are here too. So when you give your name on a timeline crash, then you're helping yourself out to get off of that timeline where your name is. And you very possibly are there also. It's just another it's another way that can help you. The major way is to do the natal chart clearing, the natal clearing where you start using the keywords in your name and phone number, address, et cetera, whatever you can think of that's associated with you, nicknames, to get away from the tracking energies from those words that the aliens are using to connect to you. You have anything else to add, Ann?
No. I don't think I have timeline. I have the natal barcode clearing, and I use that a lot. And it's great because you can put anything in there. But I have not timeline crashed my name. That's a brilliant idea. Should we kind of timeline crash, you know, other things too, Ron, like any numbers that are attached to us maybe?
If you see numbers all the time, you may want to do that also because that would be the timeline that you're associated with. Maybe you're on many timelines on today's date. So that's another way of looking at it. But whatever you want to do is great. But normally the timeline crashes are for an incident that you're dealing with. So just remember that as you're looking at a situation and you want to get out of that situation because you're living those lives. Copy and paste it into our reality here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Before we continue about with the timeline crashes, we have a request on the fast chat for a spine healing or clearing.
Okay. So here we go. So just kind of if you have a spine condition, maybe you have a pulled muscle or something, you know, in your back. So spine could be vertebrae, could be disc, or it could be just muscles. Oh, could mean many things to different people. So to me, a spine problem would be actually, you know, a bone problem, but it may be different for somebody listening, and they may want to just specify that as I do the clearing. So focus on where the problem is. Here we go. So releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just see if that helps you. Thank you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have another listener who I happen to know is listening tonight, who sent in an email, and a person very close to them has a physical problem, and he's basically asking, you know, how Creation Lightship can assist, and I guess he's basically asking for a healing protocol. If a person has a physical disorder, which has caused his muscles to lose strength, as well as some mental problems. And I guess that this listener is asking, you know, how to help this family member, you know, where to start.
Well, like we always say, you want to do your emotional whole lifetime clearing first. So that's what causes your physical problems that you're dealing with. I won't say that the emotional one will cause aliens to come to you. Normally it's physical stuff that you're dealing with. Then the aliens will see that and connect to you after your condition. So that made sense to everybody. So let's just say that you are having a physical problem. Well, that problem now is replicated out on multiple timelines. Then the aliens steal your energy because you don't feel so well. That's what they're doing. That may not be caused like some kind of birth defect. That won't be caused by an emotional situation. Naturally, people create and have problems happen to them as they get older, which is emotional. The emotions, you know, from the us not being in balance, we'll say, judgments, cellular memory, you know, your past life genetic history, those cause your physical problems. What to do with somebody who's having that type of problem? I'd probably get in and look at probably past life stuff. So that could be timeline crashing. So you want a timeline crash or physical condition that you're dealing with. So we'll just say the muscles are not real strong. Just keep it real simple. So you have weak muscles. Maybe do a bunch of timeline crashes. A bunch could be 500 of them, okay? Get in and do that and just see if that tends to improve the situation. There, you may want to also look at other clearings. Do you have any ideas there, Ann, what might be used?
Well, you know, mental issues, I would do the whole life mental clearing.
I definitely
as
do
well,
that one, yeah.
Which was the second clearing I did when I first found Creation Lightship, and I still use that all the time. And then there are other, I guess it would depend on what the mental issues are, but there's the mind looping, the mind matrix. There's something else with cellular in it, isn't there, for the mind?
Yeah, I think we have a cellular mental clearing or something
right,
like
that. Right, that's it. Do any of those strike you, Ron, as more appropriate for this person's relative?
They're all going to help. So the unfortunate thing is that there's so many issues that we don't know about that are under the surface. So sometimes it may take, you know, more than one type of clearing to give results. That's the problem, you know. Like I say, I initially only had 4 clearings when I started out, and we got so many now. And it's not that there's so... I won't say so many. It may sound like a lot to somebody as they look at them, but as you start reading them and you don't get into the fear of reading all these clearings, okay, see that, yeah, some of these might even pertain to you, you know. Don't look at it as, oh, I need all these things, but look at them as, which ones do I tend to deal with? Which ones kind of push my buttons? That's why they're up there. You don't know what you don't know, and sometimes people do a few clearings, they feel better, and they review the whole clearing chart. They go, you know, I think I got that one now. I didn't realize I had it because it was covered up by another energy. Remember, these are all kind of like layers. So, kind of like the onion peel. And I hate to use that term because people think you never get done with the onion peel, you know. But, you know, you do eventually get to the point to where you get rid of your stuff. most of your stuff, and you feel calm. I know there's people listening to the program, they say, yeah, maybe I did a half dozen clearings, maybe even more. Maybe you did 20 of them. And, you know, you have a lot of stuff. You know, everybody has a different amount of stuff. And you get to the point where you go, wow, I feel good now. I know how I used to be a year ago, and I feel so much better now. So, you know, you will feel improvement as you go along. So I think we got a caller. So we have a caller out there.
Hi, Ron. Yes, hi, Ann. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thanks for
calling in. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you great.
All righty. Ron, I have a question. I've been running a lot of timeline crashes for the blood red full moon, and I actually put in a whole separate one for the lunar eclipse also, and I took your suggestion and I been running the one for the Earth Protect also, and I have the Alien Attack page running, and I got really creative with that, and I put it in, you know, I wrote it in for the Alien Attack, because I was really feeling the energy a lot last night. So my question is, I went to bed last night, and I felt something like, I don't want to say attacking my heart, but I felt something really strange going on with my heart. It almost felt like something was attached to it, and it was just really, really different, something that I've never experienced before. Because I know that I've seen some soul family sisters recently, and I felt an attachment to them on the back of my heart. I don't know. I did the cording release yesterday, hoping that that would get rid of it, but it almost felt like somebody had put an object in the back of my heart. So I didn't know if this was related to that, but the only thing I could think of last night to get some relief so I didn't get all freaked out about it is I got up and I put some tinfoil over my heart, and that actually took that sensation away, and it went away, and I was able to go back to sleep. So I guess maybe I was just wondering what your input is on this. Was it just the full moon energy, or, you know, attack from a soul family energy?
If you're putting the foil on you, the tin foil, the silver foil, and I'll just talk about that briefly. People can go to like Lowell's, and you got to find out where the stuff is because they don't always know. It's that silver foil. It probably weighs maybe 10 pounds for a roll of it, about a foot in diameter. I think it comes in like maybe a 25-foot roll, and I think it's about 4 foot high. And so, you know, as you get that, it's like a spongy type of silver, and it's used for water heaters. So it won't be in where the regular home insulation is. It's more like where the maybe the plumbing supplies are. But anyway, that works really well if you put it on your walls behind your bed and on you, or tin foil. So what's happening is you're getting energy from somewhere. It's probably alien energies more than it would be people. Planets could cause that too, but I don't think it's from your soul family. I think it's probably more like it's some type of alien type of energy being directed your way. You might even try that since now you have some success. Check out that, you know, the Lowe's place. I don't know if Home Depot has it or not, but Lowe's does. And I don't know what the cost is. I'll just say $30, $40 or something for the roll. And put it behind your bed. Some people put it underneath their mattress. And if it gets really bad where you're having a hard time sleeping, in fact, the gentleman who called earlier, what I'd recommend is look into that and kind of make like maybe get like some PVC tubing or something, be creative, and make like a little pup tent that you can put over on top of you. That might help. I can't guarantee it, but, you know, it might be worth a try. Normally, people don't have the grays coming into their rooms, but they do feel something making their body jerk or a pain at night or something. They keep twitching and feel stuff happening, maybe something crawling on them. So typically that may help. But, I think, Janice, yours is more like an alien type of attack, and the foil maybe stopped that energy from coming to you. Oh, that's what I would say it is.
Okay.
So thank you for calling.
Yeah, I have taken the aluminum foil and, like, you know, have wrapped it almost completely around my head, but not quite. And it, you know, it, the aluminum foil has helped a lot in the past, and I think that's why I grabbed it last night. And Ron, I have one other quick question. I've been running another series of timelines. We had discussed this a while back of ringing in the ear and ear issues, and I'm just over the 3,000 mark with the timeline crashes, but I'm still experiencing the same noise in my head and in between my ears. I was just wondering, is there going to be an end to that? Should I just keep on going, or do you have like a percentage maybe? Or
well, that's,
you know,
a rough
one. Do I need to run more than 3,000?
I would just keep going. Some people, it goes away. So I really don't know what to say on that. It's really hard. Ringing in the ears is one of those really weird things that it's kind of hard to put your finger on, okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, at first I thought it was another alien thing because sometimes it almost feels like a tone. And, you know, when I would probably get cloned out or change a timeline, it would, like, completely, it was almost like somebody would be switching the channel in my ears, you know. It would be some deep tone would go to a high-pitched tone and to another tone, and sometimes it just feels like white noise in my head or, you know, buzzing locuses, you know. So I always felt like they were just changing the channel on me, you know, changing the frequency. So, you know, and of course, you know, my age has probably something to do with it too, of, you know, the natural process of the hearing thing. But, okay, well, I'll just keep going with it, and I'll let you know what my progress will be with it. Thanks a lot, Ron. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. I hope you feel better soon.
Let's do a clearing. Let's see here. Let's do a clearing for blood. Some people possibly could feel maybe their body heating up. Maybe you might feel your blood changing a little bit. Maybe feeling like you are having your blood on fire. So let's kind of do a clearing for that. This might relate to a few people out there. So here we go. So, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's just see if that helps people. I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And we had a listener write in to suggest to Janice that she try the harmonic clearing because it helped this listener with a similar problem. What do you think of that idea, Ron? Well, if it helps someone.
Yeah, just give it a try. Yeah, you don't know. Like I said, you don't know which one's going to nip it in the bud. And oh, that's the hard thing is, all we're doing here is looking at situations and what's worked in the past and kind of seeing where you are and just to do something. If you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. Or you're going to be dealing with a situation that could be with you for your whole life. So that's why we have all these clearings up. And wonderful. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So a couple of people have written in about your tinfoil idea, and someone said their emergency blankets are a thin piece of tinfoil, and they're huge like a sheet. So I don't know where you get those.
I think any sporting goods store would have them. They just come like in a little, I think I saw them anyway, like a a six-inch square package, you know, maybe quarter-inch thick or something, and you kind of unwrap these things, and they turn into a survival blanket. So you may want to look at survival silver, a foil or mylar, something like that.
Okay, great.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, a couple of people are saying they use the tin foil already. And that's interesting that there's a blanket thing that you can buy. That sounds really easy.
Yep, that may work fine, huh?
Great, okay. And I just wanted to say about the person that wrote in earlier about their family member having the mental and muscular thing, is whatever you can do to get the person to either listen to some shows or to go on the website, maybe sit in front of a light being a little bit, because it's very difficult to do healings for other people unless you're really able to communicate with them very well. And do you agree, Ron, that it's kind of, it's hard to say I'm going to cure this other person of something or heal this other person of something?
Yeah, that's true. So the person has to be dedicated to want to have a healing. That's, you know, you can do absentee ones. But and it will work.
Right.
It's that they you know, like anything else, they need to know that they want to get well, and they need to maybe change what they're doing a little bit in their life. So, you know, that's kind of the whole thing.
Right,
you
or
know,
at least just try, you know, sitting them in front of the light being for a while and see if they notice some relief and feel better.
Yes,
because
uh-huh.
This person might be resistant. You know, I can understand that, and you want to help somebody you care about, but sometimes it's hard.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, we had a lot of people really appreciated all the different heart clearings you've been doing lately, Ron, and then for this month of your 8-hour calls that you do on Sundays, you gave away a whole life heartache clearing. And we have a couple of testimonials about that. And I'd like to say to everyone listening, we would welcome any more testimonials because, we enjoy that. It helps everybody. So here's one, Ron. Dear Ron, thank you for the heartache clearing. So many things came up for me to clear, starting from childhood. The death of a grandparent, the death of a pet. I will be making good use of that clearing all month. And okay, actually, I guess that's it. I made a mistake. I thought we had more about the heartache clearings, but if anyone has anything to say, I would say I feel the same way that listener does, that I'm just going back through anything that I can remember, even though I don't feel emotional about it because I've done the emotional clearing. If I can remember having experienced heartache, I'm clearing it, and who knows where we might end up at the other side of that. Okay, I'm going to go back to our emails, and we have some interesting questions. One listener writes in, a tattoo that I have on my shoulder with symbols is transmitting energy to my physical body. I have two tattoos, and I have chronic pain in both parts of my body. Can you clear those tattoos or integrate the energy somehow? Ron.
Well, yeah, it's funny what they could do for a clearing here. Object clearing maybe might work, but you're dealing with having the tattoos. Well, first of all, you got signs and symbols, okay? So then now that's in you and on you. I would probably do that clearing for the signs and symbols. What does that particular tattoo mean, okay? Has it been used throughout history for something? Are you connected to something that could be very, very negative that maybe happened, 800 years ago, you know? So what do people think of that? Okay. And then you also have, if you're on your shoulders, people probably aren't seeing unless you take your shirt off or something. So then what are people doing when they see that tattoo on there? Supporting you in the tattoo. So right away, in a sense, people are seeing it. You're like a walking billboard for this tattoo as you have it. Okay? So, all I can see is that it's bringing to you so much energy. And then what was the person doing when they tattooed you, okay? Were they full of entities and the entities got into your tattoo? I'm just kind of throwing this out here, just a way to look at it, you know? What were the entities doing? And are they with you now? You might want to do an entity clearing for them. You want to do an entity clearing daily because you're a walking billboard with these tattoos on you. Because it's something that's different, okay? So I would look into the history of what you have on you, what it means throughout different societies, as you are now drawing that energy to you. So, you know, what does that mean to you? So back to you, Anne. Do you have any ideas or anybody else on the fast chat?
No, I'll check the fast chat. I would just say it's interesting because it's surely not something we can say is physical. It's surely energetic, unless the person has an infection, I guess, from the tattoo, but it doesn't sound that way, or they would have said that. So I guess one thing would be to cover it as much as possible, if that's possible to do. I'm not sure exactly if they said where it is on the body. I think they said shoulders, so that's maybe sometimes easy to hide and sometimes not. I think you covered it pretty well. Clear the tattoos. Yeah. Or if there are symbols that you can type, I don't know if they're letters, you could do that in the natal barcode. Be removed. Take cords off of it in a cord clearing. There's always the pain body clearing if you're having pain from it, and you could put that in as the cause of your pain, of your physical pain. But yeah, something needs to be done. If it's grown to the level where you're actually feeling physical pain, that's a severe attack, I would say. So I hope things work out. Listener, please keep us informed about what you do about that and if it improves. Okay, the same listener is asking if you could do a sample of the jealousy clearing. Do we have a jealousy clearing?
I think so, yeah. So
oh,
here we
okay.
go. Everybody bring that energy up here. Think about it. Here we go. So we'll do one issue that you have with that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Oh, a listener is asking, would the psychic billboard clearing help this person with the tattoos?
I don't think it would help much. People are going to be inputting, you know, what they think of those. But, I don't think it might help a little bit. But the main thing is you know, what do they mean, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's true.
And you know, if maybe somehow maybe you weren't in the right mindset when you had it. Maybe somehow I doubt if this would be the case, but we'll just say that on a partied a lot the night before and for that night and you got these tattoos put on you. So now you're bringing an energy to you of your mindset of where you were. So it's like being branded. So you have to deal with that and get this energy off of you. So I'm sure there's people out there listening who have tattoos and not be bothered by them, but one person is. So that's kind of how I would look at it. get this stuff, you know, get the energy off of you some way. So let's just say that for some reason, I'll just give this example here. I'm trying to push any buttons, but let's just say that you're a white person and you take your shirt off and you're in a Jewish community, right? Got a swastika on your back of a tattoo or a swastika T-shirt. Well, believe me, you're not gonna be getting all these psychic attacks instantly, you know. And so that's how you have to look at this here. What does it mean to people around you, you know? And then also, energy is still with that. You know, the swastika was changed, you know, by the way it was signed, you know, and it was used throughout history, but in a different format, you know, the way it was written. But regardless, what do you have on you that's connecting you to darkness? That's what it amounts to. What means what with that? You know, do people, do a worshiping of this particular thing? Do they chant with this symbol? And you got all these people from the past, this energy field connected to you. That's what it is. Even if you get something that's really nice looking, what's it been used for? That's the whole thing. Oh, I don't know what else to say other than, you know, figure out what clearings are associated to it and how it's affecting you. But entities can be attached to it. They may like the tattoo. They may love this thing, you know. All of a sudden, you know, let's just say you went out and you got a tattoo and you got a beautiful-looking rose put on your shoulder, okay, and it looks beautiful. Well, you're going to be drawing entities who love roses to you wearing that. And so that's what's happening, you know. And now you're being controlled by some other energy that you don't really want to be, you know, probably in your life, know how to get rid of it. So the whole thing is to get rid of the energy on it, but you have to keep doing it because the energy force field out there is not going to go away. Get it off of you. It's kind of like swatting flies, you know. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And another listener on the fast chat said, tattoos are a mark of ownership, and they're suggesting the slavery clearing might help.
Yeah, any of those could be good. Yeah, you got to be kind of creative here, so creative to what's happening.
Right, but I guess you're right that this listener should figure out exactly what his certain one is about. Oh, someone else is saying the dark practitioner clearing might help. I wonder what it is that draws so many people to be getting tattoos now, Ron. Is it some kind of program? It just seems like so many people have them now.
Yeah, I would say so, you know. I don't know, you know. Somebody was talking to a younger person. I was in line, and they, you got a nice-looking tattoo. You know? And the person said, yeah, I got this, you know. I guess the person was like a young, a 20-year-old or something. I said, why do you have it? He goes, you know, all my friends have them. And so that was the answer, you know. It might be peer group stuff, you know. I don't know. But basically, like all the clearings that we have, when we talk about the clearings, they're programs. So you're getting rid of programs. So could anything out there, you know, even being addicted to TV is actually a program that you're running. Now, if you think about your life, you know, like I've mentioned before, you get up in the morning, have your regular routine, and you normally do stuff in order, typically. Maybe not, but typically I would guess, you know. And, you know, you may have to go to the bathroom, which is a necessity. But then maybe, you know, you do certain things after that. You know, you're brushing your teeth and you're doing this and doing that, and it's all in order. What if you changed your order of what you're doing? Then that'll take you out of that program. Maybe you have a half an hour to wake up and leave your house. So you're doing all this stuff, and you're out the door the exact same time every day. And then what happens? You get on, you know, the highway, the road, the freeway, and sure enough, you're seeing that similar or same car, you know, maybe the same car's next to you on the highway, or within, you know, maybe half a mile of you, and you notice these cars. Oh, yeah, I know that lady. You know, I've seen her before there. Oh, yep, she's combing her hair, doing her eyebrows, you know, and everything else in the car. Never seen something back in on TV when they had the helicopters with, you know, showing the traffic. And in Los Angeles on TV, probably, I'm guessing, about 62, I think. It always looked for the little guy driving the Volkswagen Beetle. That car was unusual, you know. Wasn't that many Volkswagen Beetles then. And they would find the guy. I think the car, I don't know, may have been a brown one. I'm not sure. I don't even know if we had a color TV back then. I don't think we got it until later. But anyway, so they would look for that one car. But, you know, it was always there. So back to you, Ann. But the whole thing is programs. You're doing a routine. So that's the process that we're dealing with here, is getting rid of mind control so we can have freedom. Otherwise, you're running programs that are keeping you into the matrix.
Okay. We have a listener asking for a right shoulder healing.
Okay. So you may have a left shoulder that's giving you a problem. So here we go. Well, it's up to you. Here we go. So we'll do a shoulder clearing. So one, to think of your situation, and it could have happened a long time ago. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. See how that helps you, everybody. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I felt my shoulders relaxed a little there. I wasn't even aware that I was keeping them tense, so thank you very much. Okay, we have a request here, Ron. Can we get a sample on tonight's show of the clone removal clearing that you do during the week?
Okay, so I think of a situation that you have. Remember, you're being replicated every 10 minutes as another you, and you're being popped in and out, in and out, in and out every 10 minutes. So each time you get brought back, the clone replica that's controlled by very possibly a different alien race, as they buy your real estate, they buy your territory, they buy you, and the previous you blueprint is passed on to the next alien race. So you're replicated in their wardrobe department, and they recreate you according to that blueprint, and sometimes they make mistakes. So you may notice that sometimes, let's just say that you're a woman, right, and you're used to putting lipstick on in the morning, and one day you wake up and you put the lipstick on and it smears all over your lips. You go, wow, what's happening here? You know, well, you got a clone replica that is stupid, we'll say. For one, they just can't work with the lipstick. They don't have that program, because maybe the person that programmed the body got a few steps, you know. Maybe they're in a hurry. Maybe you woke up too soon. So, you know, you just don't have it together that day. So here we go. Remember, you're changed out every 10 minutes. And you're only real about 2 hours a month. So here we go. Think of a situation that you're dealing with. I'm going to take out the clone replicas. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's 10 clone replicas being leaving you. You might jerk with your body or feel a little different. You normally start feeling warmer. Feel like you're more of yourself. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. You'll be feeling pretty good now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. You might feel your body jerking a little bit. If you looked in the mirror, you'd probably see that your face looks different. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We'll come in now. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's you're more real than what you were 5 minutes ago. You should feel warmer. You should feel like the palm of your hands have more lubrication. Maybe they're moist. You might feel like you're just have more together. Anyway, back to you.
Wow, Ron, thank you. That really felt wonderful. And that call that you do is at 5:30 on Thursdays. If anyone's interested, for $20, Ron spends an hour or so just taking clones out, and it's a wonderful clearing, a wonderful opportunity to get those off. Okay, someone's making a good point about tattoos in the fast chat, that we do see them so often. And, you know, I know someone who always says, oh, look at that tattoo, and, oh, God, what do they think? You know, always makes a comment. And this listener is saying, you know, not to have judgments on them. So I think we would do other people a service to know not to be too closely looking at people's tattoos and having any judgments about them. Think that's a good idea, Ron?
Yeah, because, see, what you're doing is you're connecting yourself to those energies.
By looking at them.
By looking at them or judging them. So you can, when you're judging them, you're cording yourself to that tattoo energy. Now you have the tattoo energetically with you. It may not be on you, but the energy is with you. Well, that's kind of how you probably need to look at it. You don't want to judge because then that gets stored inside of your body. Now, if you saw, let's just say that you saw 100 tattoos on people, and you're judging them. Well, what's that going to do to you? Going to probably want to get a tattoo because now you're dealing with the tattoo energy. It's with you. Now you probably want to have a tattoo because you've seen so many of them. Oh, think of that one. Remember, what you tune into, what you look at, what you focus on, bringing the energy to you. And so all of a sudden, you may want to have a tattoo. That's up to you. You are dealing in the energy, and the energy is with you. And now you have all the reasons of that tattoo energy and all the entities that could be attached to the tattoos, okay, I mean to you. So that's kind of what happens. Remember, things that are unusual and people judge things, and they're putting that judgment also into the tattoo on the person. That's how we started talking about tattoos, is the people who look at it are also imprinting that. And then you have more energy there on that person. So that's probably why the person is in so much pain with the tattoos, as other people are judging it. Oh, it's like having that T-shirt on, you know? So back to you.
Yeah, I think if we see them in the corner of our eye, we should just say, you know, I'm not looking. Look the other way. I knew a young man that wanted to put a gravestone, rest in peace, and the name of his deceased friend. And fortunately, he got talked out of it. And what I thought about that is, wow, that would have then been somehow keeping his friend tethered to earth, too, right? He would have probably had an entity of his friend around him all the time with that tattoo.
Yeah, so just, you know, if you put like, let's just say that you even wore a T-shirt with like the skull and crossbones, which typically would mean death. You're bringing death to you. That energy, that's what it stands for. Okay? So realize what you're doing. People might think it's a joke. They think, oh, no big deal. You know, I can wear this T-shirt. It looks great. Oh, so what does it mean? What does it mean in that culture? Okay? So you have to be very careful. And what it means now might not be what it meant a long time ago. It could be something that may look different now, and you just think that it's neat, but find out what you're dealing with. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Unfortunately, it's time to end our show already. Our next show is on BBS Radio, same place, on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Hope you can all join us then. And if you could maybe do the mind-to-heart drop for us, Ron, and unless there's anything else you want to say, we'll say goodnight.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So we have our call tomorrow night for phone replicas. We have our 8-hour call coming this Sunday. So here we go. Mind-to-heart drop. Command on your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop them down into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, so blessings and see you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS.